Good morning, good people. It is 7th September 2020. The readings are from 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 1 to 8 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 6 verses 6 to 11. Life is like a coin having charity and morality of its two sides. People who are uncharitable find it hard to be moral. Wherever charity exists, morality is practiced in all levels. Pride and immorality go together while humility and charity coexist. When we are uncharitable, we tend to be self-righteous, arrogant, and proud. We need to aim at a balance between mercy and justice. In the first reading, St. Paul points out the sexual irregularity among the Corinthians. He did not want to cover up the sin in the church. Rather, he raises the standard of morality by pointing out the infringing power of sin in the community. Fidelity and self-control are the moral standards he promotes in the community that suffers by prevalence of the old East. Sin is not just personal, but it affects the entire community. He wanted them to return to the Lord, leaving their sinful pride. To leave sin, we need to plunge deep into charitable acts. The moral characters of the members sustain the quality of the community. The responsorial psalm praises, "Lead me, Lord, in your justice." Psalm 5 verse 8. In the Gospel, Jesus clarifies by healing a person with a paralyzed hand on Sabbath day that even on a day reserved for God could be used in reaching out to the needy. There is no holiday for doing good. God is pleased when we serve the suffering humanity. There is no day is forbidden for doing good to the suffering humanity. Sacred days are meant to make us more humane. When we choose and promote life, we put on charity. Have you ever felt trapped and criticized for doing good? Jesus sets a model for doing good even on a day reserved for the Lord. Let us emulate Him, being merciful and charitable, that bring out our moral character to the community around. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.